Let me just ask you a couple other sort of follow-up questions again to all these things we've been talking about. First of all, in terms of adding things in to immunotherapy and checkpoint inhibitors, first of all, you mentioned HDAC inhibitors. I'm not sure I've heard a whole lot about HDAC inhibitors in melanoma. It kind of doesn't seem to catch on anywhere that much, but what's the thinking there?
Well, HDAC inhibitors are actually drugs that are approved in some of the hematologic malignancies.
Right.
So HDAC inhibitors are epigenetic agents, which, as you can tell by the name, they impact on the acetylation of histones, which are an integral part of the DNA, and they do a lot of gene expression control. It's just part of our normal cell metabolic regulation apparatus. So it turns out that
Rhodopsin and T-cell lymphoma, for example.
Yes, exactly. So it's approved in some narrow indications in the heme malignancies because there it has a direct anti-tumor effect. In a histology like lung cancer or melanoma, HDAC inhibitors alone probably don't do very much. What they do accomplish, though, is they have immunologic boosting effects, and that's only been found over the last couple of years. So they would be perfectly matched to add to a drug like Ipi and Nivo because they downmodulate T regulatory cells, downmodulate myeloid-derived suppressor cells, which are the bad guys, and that may help unleash more of an immune response when you add either Nivo or Pembro or Ipi plus Nivo. And they're already in combo trials.